Hi, my name's Nick Tan, and I'd like to welcome you to Is This Thing On Podcast number 55. Independent artists from all over the world send me their tracks, and I play you the very, very best of them. To kick off this week, I'm going to play you a fantastic track by a band called King Never. This is Sorrow, and it's bloody marvellous.
King Never, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Fantastic. That's taken from King Never's brand new album, which I can't remember the name of, to tell you the truth. In fact, I don't think I actually ever know the name of that album. Ever know the name? Ever knew the name? I don't know the name of the album. You get it? Okay, well, I'll find out about him and King Never at kingnever.com. This is going back a little bit. I haven't played this track for ages. This is a Russian track. You like Russian music? This sounds like nothing like Russian music, unless you're in Moscow and you know Oleg Gotovy. Anyway, this is Vega Ascension. It's brilliant.
Thank you. My name is Selen. You are listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On Postcard.
That's close enough. That was Vega Ascension, Infinity. And if you want to find out more about that music you heard there, go to vegamusic.ru. That's Vega Music, V-E-G, yeah, V-E-G-A music.ru. Now, I'm sorry if my voice sounds a little strange today. I've got a bit of a weird setup in here for reasons I won't go into because they're just far too boring. What I'm hoping to do is raise some money so I can A, pay for the business cards I've had done, and B, to get one of these nice mic stands that they have in radio stations. You know, like proper radio stations? They have a radio mic, not radio mic, a radio mic stand, and it kind of comes... I'm actually doing a description of it here, a mime of it here, which is no good to you at all. But it kind of hangs down and sort of move it around a bit easier than I've got here, where it's a bit of a weird setup today. So it sounds like I'm on the other side of the room, but I'm right next to the microphone. I've got my pop shield in the way, you know. Look, shall I just play some music? Right, what have I got lined up? I've got Camp Out and Flying Back. This is lovely.
I am flying back to what I was 2 years before this. I can't figure out why there is nothing left for me to miss. I know I have been the figure of an absent reply, but I don't know what else to say except that I won't say goodbye.
October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and BoobyWednesday.com has all of your updated info on self-exams and prevention.
So what we're going to do after October, it's kind of like a Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October. Are we going to forget all about Booby Wednesday? Are we? Are we going to forget? No, of course we're not. I'll have to get Veronica to record another little advert for BoobyWednesday.com. Anyway, I could do a little segue. Talking of boobies, This is me and Paul Lane speaking earlier on this week.
Right. And it's at some of the week again,
Paul. It is. I like this. You're using that intro every week now.
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It wasn't meant to be like that.
No. It's just short on ideas.
It is. Yeah. I'm just going to grab a pot from my bottle there.
You do that, young man.
It's that time of the evening for me.
Is it? You're starting a bit late, Nick, tonight.
It is a bit,
isn't it? Yeah. So how have you been, mate? You good?
I've been very well, actually. I did a very nice gig at the Brook on Saturday.
Thoroughly enjoyed that. Mm. You did well, my man.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much for slipping me the tenner to say
that's
that.
That's all right.
That's much appreciated. No, you did great. And the band were great as well with Chalky.
Yeah. Chalky and
very,
and
very
Steve
nice.
Christie.
Yeah. Great stuff.
But that's not what we're here for.
It's not.
What are we going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about a band called Daylight Fireworks, and I keep wanting to call them Daylight Breaking because that was the name of the Visitors album that I talked about a few weeks ago.
That's right, yeah.
So I kept writing down Daylight Breaking, but no, Daylight Fireworks is the name of the band, and they are a four-piece based in Bristol. Hmm. And it's a six-track EP that they've sent over to me. They dropped it over to me on an email at unplugthejukeboxreviews@gmail.com. So if they can do it, you lot can do it as well. The six-track EP is called Secretly We Hope, and it's good stuff. It's kind of got a garagey pop punk feel to it. There's a lot of energy in there. Quite an infectious sort of energy to it. Now, the band have been going a little while. The first track on the EP, however, doesn't go with the rest of it. It's an instrumental track. It takes a bit too long to get going for me. It's called Daylight the Fireworks. Daylight the fucking fireworks.
Ah.
So I thought it was quite an odd title, but yeah. Quite, you know, it's like,
Does it have swearing in it?
No, it's an instrumental.
Oh, right. Oh,
pretty
cool.
Much. I've never
really
heard a guitar.
To what you
yeah,
say,
yeah. Fucking
yeah,
hell.
You have to be careful.
If I don't want to get listened to, mate, I'll go home. You know, because I'll get that there. So it's fine,
no,
you know.
I'm quite used to talking to brick walls.
I
was opening up the. Because you sent me a couple of tracks.
I did.
That we're not listening to now, but that will be underneath as if we were listening to them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, the wonders of technology.
You know.
Yeah.
You play with time.
Indeed. So, yeah, I'm not going to dwell on the opening track too much. Wasn't overly keen on that. But, however, things got better straight away. The next track, Cold Shoulder, kicked in. Bang, there you go. Have it. You know, real good pop-punk feel to it again. You know, quite garagey, quite rough around the edges. Infectious energy to it, you know, which was missing really from the opening track for me. But you get the feeling that, yeah, this is really what the band are about, this kind of energy and, a nice bit of distortion in there. A bit rough around the edges. It's got that sort of charm to it, a bit of a rustic sort of charm to it. And, you know, that's the kind of theme for the rest of the EP. The next track, Nothing to Do with Love. I was actually slightly disappointed with Nothing to Do with Love, purely because on the website it said that track 3 on the EP was called Match of the Day Song, which I thought, well, that sounds interesting. But then I downloaded it and it came up that it's called Nothing to Do with Love. So, but if they've got a Match of the Day song, I'd love to hear it. Again, they're quite a tight together outfit. You know, the chorus on this one is quite repetitive and gets stuck in your head. Which is good, which is what you want all choruses to do to a degree. The best two tracks on the EP are the next two tracks, which are the two we're going to play. First of all, it's a track called You Know You Know, which had an electro intro, which was nowhere to be seen on the first three tracks. So it caught me a little bit off guard. I was like, wow, where's this come from? But it's a good sort of synth feel to it, and then that bubbles away in the background. So it's kind of that synth sounds like something off of the last Franz Ferdinand album, actually, which is a good thing. That was for me probably the best track on the EP. Again, there's that kind of pop punk energy to it. I don't want to keep repeating myself, but that is essentially what I think Daylight Fireworks are about, that pop punk energy and infectiousness. Is that a word? Can I get away with that one? It is now. Copyright that one. It's guitar driven, it's relentless, it's good stuff. And the next track, You've Really Done It This Time. A very summery riff, quite fairly good. In comparison to the rest of it, it's quite a laid back feel to it, it's quite upbeat. I would say it's the poppiest moment on the EP. And then it finishes with a track called This Isn't Over, which has quite a cool sort of hand claps intro and then beats in with a stark little bass line and builds up nicely. Nice little intricate guitar licks here and there, and you know, again, garagey rough feel to it. Nice, and you know, you imagine this band a good live, good value live. Well, I've said that about a few bands that I've reviewed, but I can imagine that they would be good value live, plenty of energy there, and the roughness would make it all the better, I think, you know, in the live arena. My only slight concern, the vocals aren't great. There's feeling there. I mean, he means it. The guy is really giving it everything, but...
Just to interrupt you a little bit, that was one of the things that got me. It wasn't the fact that the vocals weren't great. I just found him really low down the mix.
Especially, I thought on Cold Shoulder, which wasn't the track that sent me, but Cold Shoulder was quite muffled.
Another one.
Oh my days.
My text message. What? Yeah, a text message from somebody.
What's that?
My text message alert.
But what is it?
It's Sid James. It's Sid James from Carry On Abroad.
Fantastic. Oh, the Bluetooth actually. See, once we're done. Sorry, folks.
I won't play that. There's one track that's got lots of synths on it. I think it might be the fourth one.
You know. Yeah. I was saying that, Nick. You weren't listening, were you?
Well, no, I did hear that, but I was waiting for you to go. And on number five, he's really done it this time. There's lots of synths on it as well. But I thought, I think I was just going to go listen the other way around. But there's loads of synths, and it's got a nice little hooky bit where it goes, which is a nice, simple sort of
It's
a nice little hook. But everything was louder than the vocal. Now, I don't know whether they're trying to hide the vocal. They think, well, the vocal's not that great. If the vocal's not that great, then we have to ask ourselves serious questions and swallow that.
I think, like I say, the guy's he's got feeling and he means it, but it's a little bit wonky in places, lacks a little bit of confidence.
Maybe that's what it is. I mean, you don't need to have a fantastic voice. No one's looking for
not really.
You don't have to have a fantastic voice. Lots of people that get by on not being like Jonathan Richmond. Now I'm going back.
Yeah.
Like Jonathan Richmond hasn't necessarily got the best voice. Lou Reed not the best voice in the world, but they're distinctive, and you know you always know they are.
That's Suggs.
Suggs as well. Yeah. He's not going to win any upward competitions. But you know, it wasn't up there. I like vocals to be.
Write out vocals.
I want to hear it because
nice.
That's the song, and the music to me is an accompaniment to it.
Yeah.
It might be a bit old school, but that's how I like it.
Yeah.
And for me, it was just massive. I couldn't even hear what he was singing about.
Well, showing your age now, young man. So overall. I do like this band.
Where are they from?
They're from Bristol, and they're a four piece from Bristol. I did say that as well. But yeah, you shouldn't do it. You're a bloke. We don't do stuff like that. Daylight Fireworks, do like them a lot, and I'm sure the vocals will improve in time. That's not, you know, I don't. It sounds like I've got it in for the bloke. I haven't at all. If you're listening, I haven't got it in for you. Don't worry. Don't come to my house or anything. I think you've got a good band there. And you've had a bit more confidence in your vocals, I think, you know, it'd be an even better band. You know, and I think live, I'm sure it'll be pretty damn awesome stuff to hear, to be honest with you.
Do you think it'd be any good live?
I think they would
be.
Fucking hell, you actually listened to that bit. Right, now the next gig, that you can go and see this band live and tell us if you think they're any good live. And if I, you know, because I might have said once or twice, I think they might be quite good live. They're at the Louisiana in Bristol on Thursday the 11th of November. So get yourselves along. They are good friends as well with In Darklight, who are based in Andover, down here in the south of England. They were fantastic, great alternative rock band. And they're signed to Angry Badger Records as well. And they've just brought out a very, very good album. They're worth checking out as well. So yes, Daylight Fireworks. Now, yeah, they've blanketed the internet, which is good on them. They've got their own website, daylightfireworks.com, But they're also purevolume.com/daylightfireworks. They're on Reverb Nation as well, reverbnation.com/daylightfireworks. On Last FM as well,
yeah,
last.fm/music/daylightplusfireworks, plus sign. And another one, Beta Tunited, which I've not heard of.
I think it's just Tunited.
Is it?
Yeah, I think the beta, I think it's still in beta, which means it's kind of still in development.
Okay. Well, they're on that one as well. Yeah. And they're on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter, of course.
Actually, if they're listening, Daylight Fireworks are listening, and they, of course, as we always say, they bloody should be.
Well, they will be.
They will be. I'd be interested to hear their experiences on Tunited, because I'm on Tunited, and I was asked to go on it last year when it was in beta,
yeah,
and was told, hey, this is the, you know, we all get this as musicians. This, forget the internet. We are the internet. This is the best new thing, and so far.
Well, it's the first time I've come across it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know I don't hear a lot of music, but
I think it's for musicians, which is a bit of a pain in the arse, I think, because you don't want to keep playing music to musicians all the time. Because
they're not going to buy it, are they?
Nah.
So there we go. So yes, that's your lot for this week, my man. Daylight Fireworks, yes, thumbs up.
We like them. Okay, yeah. Brilliant. Well, I'll see you next week, Paul.
Yeah, looking forward to it, my man. Cheers.
Bye.
My name is Keiko, and you are listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Marvellous. Now, what more can I say then? This is the Rebs.
Nick_Time. Twitter.com. Twitter. nicktans.com.
Right, that was the fantastic Rebs, and that was my fantastic jingle for Twitter. Come and follow me on Twitter, Nick. Oh, you know what it is. I do tweet a bit, fair bit, you know, do a bit of tweeting. You know what it's like. Right, that was the Rebs, and don't fool yourself. And you can find the Rebs at. I've got to turn my head now, so it's going to look like I'm turning. Well, it's not going to look like it. It's going to sound like it. And it bloody is. MySpace.com/ The Rebs Music, and they've been out in the Middle East. Is it Middle East or Far East? I can't remember where they've been. They've been out sort of China that way. I think it's the Far East, isn't it? They've been out there doing things, doing their Rebs thing. Now, I've forgotten to mention about... What have I'm in a bit of a state here because I've got to turn here to talk to you, and I've got to turn over here to look at... This is not very well thought out, is it? Let me look at it. I've got to do something... Oh, yeah, Camp Out. I forgot to do Camp Out. Now... The Camp Out website is called The 61, they're the words, S-I-X-T, you know, the61.com/ Camp Out Music, okay? And the Rebs was MySpace, they got MySpace, sorry. And you know where to go to come and have a look at the links for the different websites. Come to isthisthingonpodcast.wordpress.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast.wordpress.com. I think I need to get some more jingles. I used to make loads of jingles, but I don't find I have the time anymore. So I shall try and make some time next week and make some more jingles. Right, now, I want another reminder because it's Saturday night and it's nearly the end of October. It's November starting next week. Now, you may remember, Is This Thing On Podcast number 50 had a competition to win CDs. I've still got them here. What's that? Oh, I've got the new Cherry Blue Storms CD. Very, very good, that is. Oh, marvellous, marvellous stuff. And I've still got lots of other CDs that are in this competition. I've got a nice big stack of them here. Go and have a look at isthisthingonpodcast.wordpress.com and have a look at... podcast number 50, get the answers in. You've got until Monday, basically. After Monday, unless you grovel and whine an email to me about why you should win one of the CDs, you won't win one. But I'm gonna do a draw next week, and I'm gonna work out who's gonna win what, and I'm gonna send you the CDs. How about that? Fantastic. Now next week may or may not be a Unplug the Jukebox special. I've chatted to Paul Lane about this from unplugthejukebox.wordpress.com, and we're going to try and organise a special. It may happen or it may not happen. We shall have to wait and see. But it might do. If it doesn't happen next week, it might happen the week after. Should be a bit of fun. Should be a lot of fun. We've got a lot of ideas. Me and Paul have a lot of ideas, we do. Right, who am I going to play next? I've got to go over here now. See... There's an opportunity. There will be an opportunity for you soon, dear listeners, to donate some money. But not just throw money away. No, no, no. No. Compilation CD is being processed as we speak. It's all been recorded. It's all been compiled onto a master CD. I've copied it. And now my stepdaughter, Ashley, is writing on the discs herself. She's very good at that kind of writing stuff. I'm rubbish. It'll look like a scrawl if I put it on there. But she's doing it all nice and neatly and cleverly. And we'll be doing things there. There was something else I was going to mention. Oh, I'll mention it in a minute. Right, let's listen to some music. This is Lélai Labou. Lélai Labou. And it's something in French. And it's Dessis Dois. Dois? Dessis Lazy all around.
Wonderful songs.
Do, dear.
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts.
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too.
Yes, dear.
Mummy.
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
To buy my dad's music, go to nicktan.bandcamp.com. Please buy some. I really want to go to university.
She does. Well, she bloody better. Right, now that was Lely Labou. And if you want to find out more about her, she's got some amazing little tracks. Wasn't that a great track? I think it's a fantastic track. Right, need to go to alone-etimis, that's etimis.com, okay? There's links on the website, is this thing on podcast.wordpress.com. Right, now, again, with all of these tracks that I'm playing today, they're all available for you to buy. Sometimes they're free. You can get them on all kinds of different places. What I do now on the website is I put up the iTunes button, if there's an iTunes button. Now, with iTunes, you pay, how much is it? I think it's about 79.99p or whatever it is in your country. Or sometimes, and also with those, as the artist, they get very little. Honestly, I know. I've just had a payment from iTunes. It doesn't even pay for, well, it's not very much, but to tell you the truth. But have a look, because often on the links, I'll also put on their other sites. If they've got a Bandcamp site, you can go there and often download that for nothing. So you can go to the iTunes and pay them very little, or go on to the Bandcamp and get even nothing. Hang on, it doesn't make sense, does it? A lot of the time, it's the same price on Bandcamp, right? But the artists get more of the money. So Bandcamp or other, there are other websites that people use to download their stuff and to sell their stuff. But go and download it. How nice would it be for you to go and listen to get that King Never track, that Sorrow track? Go, you can buy their new album. It's next to nothing. Honestly, it's going to cost you like a fiver, and you get 11 tracks, something like that. or even email him. If you email Matt, you can go to their website, email him and say, look, any chance I can have that track? I'm sure they'll give it to you. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to mention was subscribing. Now, this is all very well. I'm thinking about my figures here. At the moment, I'm trying to get sponsorship for the podcast. Basically, I want to get some money to buy some decent equipment. I've got some pretty decent equipment, but I could really do with a mic stand. And this mic stand's about 80 quid. It might 80 quid might be small beans to you, but to me, it's not. It's 80 quid, you know. So what I would like you to do to help me in this endeavour, and it won't cost you any money, I want you to subscribe. Yeah, simple as that. Subscribe. Now, if you do iTunes, if you listen, you could be listening to this through iTunes, or you could be listening to this by just clicking on the link on the website. Whatever, go to the iTunes. There's a little iTunes button on the right hand side of the website on isthisthingonpodcast.wordpress.com, and subscribe. That way, every time a new one comes out, it'll download onto you. It'll download onto your iTunes, and that's good. And it comes up on my stats. I can put my stats. It'll make my stats look good. Then I can go to prospective sponsors and say, look how many subscribers I've got. Give me some money, and I'll do a special podcast just for you. And that's what I'm aiming to do at the moment. I'm in negotiations with a couple of different websites. It doesn't look great, to be honest with you. It's hard work. But what I'll be doing is I'll be having certain themed podcasts. Now, you know, I've had this sort of theming before, where I've had a jazz podcast and had an all-female podcast. Well, this will be a podcast specifically for a sponsor. And I've had a couple that had a bit of a nibble, but they haven't got back to me. They work very slow. I work very fast, you see. I want results there and then. If I don't hear back from you within a week, that's it. You're dead to me. Do you hear what I'm saying? You're dead to me. But if I can boost up my stats, because at the moment my stats are kind of like okay, but I get more sort of hits, listens. I get around about 1,100 listens a month on all the podcasts. Now, what I really want is subscribers, because subscribers is better. So look, just subscribe to it. If you want to listen to it once you've downloaded it, that's up to you. That's up to you. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, right, I've got another track to play you. What have I got to play you? Oh, yeah. This is a great track. I haven't played this for ages and ages and ages. This is DWH and Waiting. This is just brilliant.
Come to me, come to me, I'm magic wings, cause I've been waiting all my life. with Sand River, and then I'll do.
Okay. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Hi, this is Sand River, and you're listening to Nick Tans' Is This Thing On podcast.
Marvellous. And that was rather marvellous, wasn't it? That was DWH and Waiting. Now, if you want to find out about DWH, you need to go to myspace.com/... Turns his head because he's got a rubbish mic stand. DWH-space. Yeah, DWH-space. And you'll find out all about DWH. Now, remember, have you subscribed yet? Have you pressed the subscription button? Have you pressed subscribe? Now, if you haven't got iTunes, there is also another way for you to subscribe. Some people have an aversion to iTunes. They think it's going to steal their soul or something. I don't quite get it myself. I find it a very, very useful application. It works on Mac and PC, and if you're a musician, you should really get hold of it because it's very good for converting things from MP3 to WAV and WAV to MP3 and all those sort of things. So you should get hold of that. But if you really have got some sort of aversion to it, a lot of people that have Linux don't like it. I don't know why. If you don't like it, there's also a little space on the right-hand side of Is This Thing On podcast.wordpress.com that takes you to a Podbean site, which is where, at the moment, I host the podcast. And on there are other options, other ways that you can subscribe to the podcast that aren't iTunes. Okay, so if you've got some problem with iTunes, you can go to the Podbean site, or you can go to nicktan.podbean.com. That's nicktan.podbean.com, and you will find there are other feeds, so you can feed it on other feed burners, or not feed burners, you know what I mean. Right, so you get the subscription idea? Please, come on, you know, it doesn't cost you anything. Right, this is a beautiful piece of music by the amazing Tom Caulfield.
This is Veronica from boobywednesday.com, and when I do my self-exam, I always listen to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On?
Right, well, that's the end of this week's podcast, and now you may have noticed I'm a little bit echoey, and that's because I'm going to play one of my songs live here on the mic. So, dear listener, you have your instructions. You need to go and subscribe, and if you've already subscribed, well done, I commend you. If you have subscribed, then you can at least go and click on the website and buy somebody's music. It's going to cost you peanuts. You must find something that I've played this week that you think, oh, I'd quite like to hear that on my iPod or on my computer or whatever. You might want to burn lots of stuff and make CDs of it and play it in your car, whatever. So you can go and do that. That would be marvellous. Now, I'm going to play one of my songs, and this is called You Won't See Him Again, But You Will See Me Again Next Week. See what I did there?
You make love to me.
email me at isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. With your MP3 submissions, Russian watch offers, foreign bank scams, and of course, Viagra.